Well, howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big feller. New definition of ranching.
Okay.
All right. The art of losing money while working 400 hours a month to feed people who think you are trying to kill them.
New definition.
The new definition of ranching.
Oh, dear.
Definitely.
Yeah. Definitely.
Clear Out West Radio Show. Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
Oh, welcome to our outfit.
All right, back by popular demand.
By popular demand.
This is
demand.
By request. Someone requested unusual country love songs. One more time.
Uno más.
Yeah, all right, here we go. I'm still missing you, but my aim is getting better.
I'm getting better.
Yep. Don't run through the screen door, baby. You'll just strain yourself.
You'll strain yourself. Oh, dear.
I know. These are terrible. Ugh. Yeah. Now, this one has been actually recorded. This is an actual song, and you better look it up on the internet, because the guy does a beautiful job with it.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's the title is, "If My Nose Was Running Money, I'd Blow It All on You."
Absolutely.
Oh, and it's pretty funny. You better pull it up.
Check it out.
Yeah, check it out. It's good. Our love will last longer than the ranch mortgage.
Oh.
Man, that's a long time, right?
Yeah.
She's got freckles on her butt. I love her anyway.
That's right.
Yeah. I only have eyes for you because my brother has dibs on my false teeth.
He gets my teeth.
You get my eyes, I get you. Yeah, he gets my teeth.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Let's see. Take me out in the cornfield, baby, and I'll kiss you between the ears.
Between the ears, yep.
Yeah, this is my favorite. The oil is all in Alaska, but the dipsticks are in D.C.
Yeah, that is my favorite.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's a true statement. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If the phone still ain't ringing, I'll know it still ain't you.
Yeah, I've heard that one.
Yeah. Yeah, that one is in a Randy Travis song,
yeah,
if I remember right.
Yeah,
yeah, right. this is akin to a Johnny Cash and Loretta Lynn song. Here we go. You're the reason our children are ugly.
That's right.
They've got a duet that is similar to that one. Yeah, right. If you won't leave me alone, I'll find someone who will.
I'll find somebody that will leave me alone. Absolutely.
Oh, boy. Now, somebody needs to write this one.
Okay.
If I'd have shot you when I wanted to, I'd be out of jail by now.
I'd be out of prison.
Yeah.
Now.
25 years, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so miserable without you, it's almost like you're here.
Ouch.
Now, I think that line is in a Jerry Reed song.
Okay.
If I remember right.
Yeah.
Yeah. How can I miss you when you won't go away?
Exactly.
Yeah. You brought religion into my life.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't believe in hell till now.
I did.
Yeah.
I do now.
And now I do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Our new baby is beautiful. Did you ever find out who the father was?
Oh,
ooh,
dear.
Ooh, ouch. Yeah.
Whew.
Yeah. All right. I came over just to see you, honey, and there you weren't.
I was here and you were
yeah,
not.
Yeah. Wasn't that like what Dick used to say about where shooting antelope?
Yeah. I shot where he was and there he was.
And there he wasn't. And
yeah.
Shot the second time, hitting the same place.
Hitting the same spot.
Right? Yeah.
Right.
Looking back on our years together, I often wonder, what were we thinking?
What were we
thinking? Right, there you go. Unusual country love songs. But we got a great show.
Absolutely.
Chuck Pyle's riding along with us. Buck Ramsey has some poetry. The Quavey sisters, Chris Ledoux, Wiley, and the Wild West. But let's start out with Roy Clark, shall we?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ghost Riders in the Sky. Tell you what, there is no better instrumental of Ghost Riders than that one,
man,
right there.
That guy has got some talent.
Man, was he a picker. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. And he's got great musicians that play with him.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
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 Of course, me, I'd have to have all the best musicians and then just sit off to the side and let them play.
Sing back up?
Yeah, I ran back way up.
Go back way up.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, hey, this the idea for this week's show,
yes.
Welcome to Clear Out West Radio Show,
right.
By the way, came from Lynn Zimbrennan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's what her dad used to always tell her, don't holler woe in a tight spot.
In a tight spot.
Right, yeah. I've heard don't holler woe in a mud hole.
Right.
Or don't holler woe in the middle of the creek.
No.
Right?
Right. And why is that?
Well, once you commit,
you gotta go.
You better keep after it, right?
That's right.
You better give her the onion.
Well, and this is why Dick was such a good teamster, right?
Yes.
And not such a good tractor driver.
Well, there was no hesitation with the team.
Right. If you hesitated, you were lost.
Yeah, exactly.
If you got into a tight pole, if you were in a bog somewhere, you poured the coal to that team, right?
Gave her the onion.
Give her the onion.
Yeah.
Well, in a tractor, you may not want to do that.
Exactly right. So well, you have to be judicious in your don't holler woe in a tight spot, right?
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Although there are a few times you want to do that with a mechanized vehicle.
With a mechanized, but that's not what we're talking about.
Right, right, yeah.
Well, and then there's the confusion, all right?
Yeah.
Ho, woe, or go.
Right.
You know,
well, and you got to make that split decision, right?
Right.
Yeah. Sometimes you say, okay, plan it in advance. You know where you're going. Other times you have no idea if you're going to be in that tight spot, right?
Been there.
Yep.
Many times.
Yep. Give her the onion. Use the gut hooks. Uh-huh. And try and get out of that situation, right?
Yeah, and sometimes that doesn't even work.
No, that's a true story. That's, you and I, we used to announce rodeos for quite a few years, you know, and being in the arena horseback during the bull riding, sometimes, you know, you can't holler whoa in a tight spot there. You better give her the onion. Uh-huh, and had one pickup man yell at me, "You're in the way." I said, "I know, I'm trying to get out of the way." That's what I'm trying my best to
don't
get
holler get at
a yes. Well, yeah, you know what happens when you blame your announcer for anything.
Oh, you are going to get it.
Well, you're looking for a new announcer.
That too.
Yeah. So that, there you go. But anyway. All right.
Absolutely.
Don't holler woe in a tight spot, right?
Don't holler woe in a tight spot.
So you should really, before you rope anything, you should have a plan.
What's your plan?
Right?
Right.
Right. So that you don't have to holler or don't holler woe in a tight spot. All right. If you're going to rope something, you better, A, know what your plan was to do with it, and
right.
B, how to get out of it.
Right.
Right.
But there's always those outside forces.
Oh, yeah.
All these people that want to come and help.
Oh, dear me. I was talking with a good friend, a ranch manager, and, you know, he's got all sorts of help. And so I don't offer to help at brandings and things like that because
right.
he has more help than he actually needs and can use.
But is it good help?
Well, see, that's the deal.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm not going. And that's why I tell him, "Say, you don't need me. I'll just be in the
way. I'll be in the way.
I'll be in the road." And to quote Georgie Sicking,
uh-huh.
right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A top hand is only in the way part of the time.
Part of the time.
Yeah. That's right. We better ditch out to a commercial. And when we come back, Wiley's going to sing to us. Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a one-year, four-issue subscription to Range Magazine and this year Real Buckaroo Calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.